Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Steven Miranda. On Saturday, January 21st, 2017, episode 12.21, the Championship Weekend Show. Here we are, folks, a week after my season basically came to an end. My daughter, Elena, is joining me again.
Hey, guys, I'm awesome.
You're like in good spirits. The Cowboys lost.
Okay, but that was last weekend, but I was kind of sad yesterday because it was Inauguration Day.
Oh, God, let's not get into that.
Okay, no politics. Football only.
Yes, there you go.
Okay, we got good football coming ahead. I can feel it. As long as the Deflatriots lose, we're going to be great.
Deflatriots lose. Two big games, AFC Championship, NFC Championship, tomorrow, less than 24 hours away. We're going to give you our picks. And sadly, there is no challenge game this week because I lost last week. We'll get into all of that. It's going to be a short show. As you see, we're aiming for 20 minutes. Are we 20 minutes? Do you think we'll keep it to that?
Probably not.
All right. Let's chomp it in because we got to talk, baby.
Continuing to bring American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves.
It's a sad, sad thing that every time we sit down to start to do a show, I forget to bring my phone so that I could record that crazy little dance you do.
It's a different dance every time, guys.
I know, but it's like, I don't know. Folks, we are here. I know it's late. The AFC and NFC championship games are upon us.
Tomorrow.
But I have been crazy busy at work. In case you all didn't know, the company that I work for, NBC Universal, purchased a little animation company.
It's not that big of a company. You might have heard of it, but
DreamWorks,
I'm not sure.
DreamWorks Animation.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah. Responsible for such classics as Shrek, Madagascar.
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
That's a movie I saw with Grandma.
Home, How to Train Your Dragon.
That one's good. How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Comcast made a great choice. NBC Universal has acquired DreamWorks Animation. This happened a while ago, but I haven't really talked about it on the show. But anyways, because of this merger, this acquisition, I've been really busy at work.
There's been moving people all over the place
and getting people acclimated to our new environment and trying to merge the two environments. It's a lot of fun.
And on top of that, I have softball practice every day.
Yes, and then my daughter has now taken on softball, and Emma is playing tennis and sleepover. She's at a sleepover right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Nothing to say on that.
Whatever.
There you go. So it's just a small apology for why this show wasn't earlier or on time. But let's quickly recap last week's divisional round. We'll start. We're not going to start with the last game. We're going to start with the first game. But my
we're
mouse
not
going
to make it to 20 minutes.
The mouse is not cooperating. Where's the mouse? Hello? Why is the mouse not working? Okay, so that was really weird. The mouse got unplugged.
He said it got unplugged, but I'm pretty sure he unplugged it, and he was pretty stupid, and he had to figure out
what happened. You just called me stupid?
He's like, oh, it's pretty a good idea to plug the mouse in. I wonder what happened there. And I'm like, you unplugged it.
It happens, folks. Anyways, we'll start with Seattle at Atlanta, where the Seattle Seahawks just didn't have enough to get it done. The Atlanta Falcons just were way too much in Atlanta. And guess what? They guess to host another game there in Atlanta. Did you think Seattle had a chance?
No.
Just like that, straight up, no.
No.
At all. Not even when it was 0-0 to start?
No.
Oh, there you go. Elena and I didn't have a chance. We both had Atlanta. The fans, Lewis, actually had taken Seattle, but because he also was taking Green Bay and I was taking Dallas, he made that the challenge game instead of this one. Because of that, I am now out. I have no chance. Even if I was to get this week and get the Super Bowl, I still would not be able to catch the fans.
Wah, wah.
So Jeremy is going to be able to punish me, although Jeremy and I have to talk.
About?
Stuff. It is, well, you know what? I'm not going to get into this right now, Elena.
Then why bring it up?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's not get into it. Anyways, the final score there, Atlanta 36, Seattle 20. 16-point victory. Atlanta just, there's too much offensively. Too many weapons, and they just, the Seattle Seahawks defense is not what it once was. They really missed Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your show interjections today are going to be, yeah, cool, I don't know. This is going to be a fun show.
Well, I didn't know how to respond to that. What are you supposed to say? I don't know. Just like, okay, that's so cool.
I don't know.
I didn't
know. All right,
that.
Well, I know. Anyways, we'll move on later on in that game, in the afternoon game on Saturday. The Houston Texans travel to New England to face the New England Patriots. You know what, Elena? Here's the funny thing.
What's the funny thing?
The funny thing is that everybody thought that of all the games, this one was going to be a close game. It wasn't going to be a blowout. It wound up being a blowout, but it wasn't.
Obviously.
It was close for a long time. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But the Houston Texans, without a quarterback, not very good.
I didn't think they ever had a chance because it was the Patriots, and it was just, they were like, pow, pow, pow.
Pow, pow, pow. That's the Patriots? Pow, pow, pow?
Kind of. In that situation.
The final score, 34-16, but it was close for a long time, even though Houston really never had a shot. Then we go to Sunday. We start. First, it was supposed to be Pittsburgh-Kansas City. That game was moved to after the Cowboy-Packer game because of weather in Kansas City.
Icy roads.
Yeah. You know, whatever, didn't look all that icy to me.
there was ice on the roads. You couldn't drive on that.
So the first game became Green Bay at Dallas, and that was the challenge game. Lou took the Packers. I, of course, had the Cowboys. And we all know the story. We don't need to go there. Do we need to get into this game?
No.
No. The final there, Green Bay 34, Dallas 31, and a final last-second 51-yard field goal. And okay, congratulations, Packers! You get to move on. We're gonna move on. Just like that, we're moving on, and we'll go to Pittsburgh, Kansas City. I'm gonna be honest with
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Steelers and the Kansas City. I want to be honest. Can I be honest with the people?
I mean, it's best if you are.
Should I be honest with the people?
It's best if you are. I mean, there's only one answer.
After the Cowboy game, I did not care about football. I did not see the Pittsburgh-Kansas City game.
Well, okay, that was kind of my fault. You were helping me with my project.
There you go, people. I had to help with the project. Two projects, by the way. Not just one.
Okay, no, we did the baby. We did my baby.
Yeah, and then we had the...
No. We did my family tree, and then the next day, on Monday, we did my baby.
Anyways, all that to say, I did not see the full game. I saw the end of it. I didn't even see the whole commotion with the penalty on the 2-point conversion. And I had to go back and see it later because I couldn't see it live. Let's just put it that way.
Can I add one thing?
Yeah.
My baby is really beautiful. Okay, next.
She doesn't have a baby, people. It's a project for school. Relax, my child. Did you change stuff, didn't you?
I changed the
well,
thing.
I tell you what. Anyways, the final there, Pittsburgh 18, Kansas City 16. They advanced. The crazy thing is that the Pittsburgh Steelers won by kicking six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six. Field goals. Six field goals.
Six.
That's crazy. You kick six field goals. You don't score a touchdown, but you still win the
it's
game.
Like the Rams.
Kansas City, Andy Reid, listen up and listen well. You've got to do something, man, because you can't keep getting to the playoffs and then getting knocked out one and down, boom, you out. Right?
No comment.
All right. So there you go. Now that puts us at the AFC Championship and NFC Championship games. Green Bay travels to Atlanta. Pittsburgh travels to New England. What do you think?
I don't know, really. I mean, it's just my boys are out. And that's all I really know right
now. So that's it. Your boys are out and you're going to be in trouble. So now you're not picking?
No, I am picking.
You're not picking
anything. I need to see.
Because you are picking for the fans, by the way, this week.
I didn't agree to that, yeah, but okay.
You're picking for the fans because I don't have another person for the fans. It really doesn't really mean anything because the fans have already won.
So then it doesn't mean anything, so why am I doing it?
What do you mean why? Because it has to be done. It still has to be done.
Okay, give me the games.
The first game, 3:05 Eastern Time on Fox, which is, noon here? 12:05 here?
Yes.
We have all morning tomorrow to do whatever we want. I'm going to go on a hike.
I'm going to be ready for my party because I have a party tomorrow.
You have a party to get to.
Party hardy.
Your mom's going to have to drive you, man. I got to watch these games. I don't want to watch the game.
If Jocelyn's going, she could take me back probably.
Robles?
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's like six Jocelyns at my school.
I'm all for Robles. I haven't seen Robles in a while. She cool? You guys still hang out? You talk?
Yeah. Why are we sharing this with the public? Can we erase this?
Do you want to erase it?
Yeah.
But sometimes you're doing a show and you just get into life. Are you scared of sharing your life with people?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's like, hey, stranger, my best friend's name is Jocelyn and she's picking me up from a party. It's great. Except it's not just one stranger, it's 10,000 strangers. So it's like, hey, strangers.
Well, at least you're not here during our prime. Actually, you did contribute.
I did one episode during the 45,000, but I didn't tell them about my life story.
You didn't.
So
it's going to be all right.
It's pretty different.
I don't think they'll start stalking you and Jocelyn.
Watch one of them, like from the UK, start stalking me or Jocelyn.
Oh, you tell me immediately. We'll nip that in the butt. Anyways, all right. So we'll start with the early game. The Green Bay Packers travel to Atlanta. Who do you have and why?
I have to give an explanation. It's like math class.
I have turned it into math class.
Okay, I'm gonna have to say Green Bay.
Because Aaron Rodgers says we got to run the table.
Because the Hail Marys, those guys are unexpected.
Yeah, he was that pass at the end. You know what? I'm not even getting into that game. I'm not.
you can't just not get into a game.
I believe the Atlanta Falcons at home will be too much, and it is time for Atlanta to step up and get to the Super Bowl.
See, that's what I want to happen,
I'm just not sure it's happened. So you're taking the Packers?
Yes.
I'm putting it down. I'm going to mark it down for the fans.
Is that the challenge game or what's going on?
Challenge it, yeah, because it's my turn to pick. Challenge gaming it up right now.
But even though you're out and it doesn't count as a challenge game?
You know what? It's going to count for me so that I can get too close to the fans and only lose by one instead of lose by three.
When the package is this pretty, no one cares what's inside, okay? That's basically what you're saying right now.
That is exactly what I'm saying. So I've got the Atlanta Falcons. You got the Green Bay Packers. We got to go. Our fans are going to be here any moment.
Okay, well, we haven't hit the 20-minute mark, so let's do this. Let's do it. We got like 10 more minutes left.
Okay, well, no, we have 7 minutes. We're at 13 minutes.
I didn't look at the time, but okay, let's go.
So why are you just guessing?
I said because of the Hail Marys.
You know what? Here's the deal. So we got what? We got next week, which is the Pro Bowl, which nobody really cares about that. But then we got the Super Bowl, and then we got the recap, the whole end of the season show. So there's three shows left. Should I bring Atlanta back for the remainder of the season?
I think it would be fun.
Fun or me pulling my hair out because you're just giving me one-word answers?
Okay, I only did that approximately three times.
Really? You counted? I think it was more than three times.
I think it was three.
All right.
We got one more game.
There you go. I got the Falcons. She's got the Packers. We'll move on to the late game. This game will be starting approximately 6:40 p.m. Eastern time on CBS. The New England Patriots hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who do you got? This is hard because I want the Steelers to win, but I'm pretty sure they're not going to. So come back to me. You say your pick, and then I'll say mine.
So you're taking the Patriots?
No, I haven't yet. I'm deciding.
All right, well, I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers because I think they had their one bad game. They had their one dud last week against the Kansas City Chiefs. I do not believe the Pittsburgh Steelers will go another game and play the dud that they did in Kansas City. They've got all their little whatevers out of the way. They will go into New England. They will find a way to get to Tom Brady, And even if they can't get to Tom Brady, the offense will be more explosive than it was in Kansas City. I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers and the upset. Oh, my God. Okay. Yes. I'm doing it.
So you're doing the Pittsburgh Steelers?
And the upset.
I'm going to – see, it's like because I want the Steelers to win, but the Patriots have the
what?
I can't find the word, but you know what I'm talking about. To beat the – okay, I'm going Patriots. Patriots.
What? Wait a minute. What?
I did it. I'm sorry. I did it. Okay.
Wow. The New England Patriots are favored by 6. Both of these and the Atlanta Falcons are favored by 6. This is going to be interesting. So you've got the underdog in the NFC Championship game. I've got the underdog in the AFC Championship game. This is going to be fun.
Underdogs could rise to the occasion. You never know.
Well, at least mine is going to rise to the occasion. Yours is not. Look, the Packers have, like all their wide receivers are questionable. All of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm still going Green Bay. That's what I'm doing.
All right. She's going Green Bay. I'm going Atlanta. She's going New England. I'm going Pittsburgh. That's all the time we got, folks.
We got 4 more minutes.
Well, we good, but you don't like to tell stories, so we can't finish.
Okay, let's tell a story. 10,000 people out there, you're about to hear a story. Let's talk stories.
You're not gonna do it.
Let's talk stories.
Okay, I will tell the story. So did you all hear about Antonio Brown and the video that he released, the live Facebook during his win? They beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They're in the locker room now. The league says that players and coaches cannot tweet or social message or post anything until an hour after the game. Now, but immediately after the game, they're in the locker room. They're celebrating. They just won. They're going to the AFC Championship game. And Antonio Brown, the wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, does a Facebook Live thing. You know, the video. You're recording everything.
Periscope, yes.
Yeah. It's not Periscope. It's Facebook Live.
They're all the same thing. What's the story?
Well, he got in trouble. He got in trouble for doing it because you're not supposed to.
Well, why do it?
And then he had to apologize. Well, that's
people
a good question.
Are so stupid.
All right, so my question to you is, why do you do things you're not supposed to do?
And I never do things
never,
I'm supposed to do.
Never.
I'm a good child.
Never.
Who did their homework for the weekend during the week so I didn't have to do it on the weekend? Me.
Emma?
She doesn't even get weekend. She doesn't even have homework, okay? She gets a worksheet for the week, and then you're like, okay, bye.
So there you have it. Elena is mad at Antonio Brown for doing something stupid.
No, I'm mad at all people who do things that are stupid. Like,
all
have common sense, people. I mean, it's not that hard.
All right. You sure you want to stick with your picks?
Yes.
I can't talk you out of the New England Patriots.
Nope.
I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to come in with a pretty solid offense.
I can't give a one-word answer for
that. Tom Brady struggled with the Houston Texans for a little while last week.
Okay. I'm just struggling to find one-word answers.
There's the one-word answer.
Another 3, so now I have 6.
All right. My pick is going to be take the Pittsburgh and get the 6 points. That's going to be a close game. I think Atlanta is going to find the whole heat that Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers have will finally cool down here in Atlanta, and they will finally lose. Atlanta goes to the Super Bowl, and over in the AFC, I think the AFC, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they'll do it.
Okay, we got one more minute, guys. Then we got.
Well, but there's no minute. We're not talking minutes or nothing like that.
Check out.
Folks, thank you very much. The season is coming to an end. I am now kind of just going to contemplate life. My position.
Contemplate life and what I do.
NBC Universal.
It could go away.
All of the time that I, you know, spend with my chillins and all of their extracurricular activities.
I'm a chillin.
Yes.
Chillin like a villain.
Yeah, you know what a chillin is, right?
In the villa.
It's a chill children. That's what you guys are. You're my chillin.
Is it just me or is the other one included too?
Well, she's kind of a chill children as well. You want it to just be you.
Yeah.
Folks, this is what happens when you have two kids. One of them always instinctively wants to be the favorite.
Because I am the favorite. He wouldn't be a dad without me. We all know this.
Okay, so you made me a dad first, But Emma made me a dad too.
What? No, you were already
dad love
when you,
you
had
both
her.
Equally.
But separately, said every parent ever who has multiple children.
I love you both equally.
We're past our 20-minute mark, but
my
you know,
love
it's fine.
For you is just as equal as my love for Emma.
All right. Okay.
That's
sure.
it. It's over?
Sure. Put down in wherever, like, tweet, email, comment, whatever. If you want me to be in the next last episodes.
Last, yeah, the three more shows.
Four.
Three.
What about the
this
finale?
This was the fourth one.
Oh. Never mind. Three. Oops.
So three more. We promise to be longer next time because we'll actually do it during the week and not wait till the night before. Right, Elena?
Yes.
But don't have so much homework.
I don't
or
control
softball
that.
Softball practices.
I don't control that either.
All right. You've been listening to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Steven Miranda.
And I'm Elena Miranda.
AFC Championship games, NFC Championship games. Here they come. Bring it.